This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So, is the plan to catch billionaire tax cheats by snooping on accounts that just have $10,000 in them?
Well, that's not exactly an accurate description. So let me help you with an accurate description of what is actually happening here.
My soul reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
If you look at this sifting through our bank accounts at either a $600 level or even a higher dollar level, where the IRS goes through all of your bank accounts, all that comes in, all that comes out. So it is a lie that they're only going after the rich people. They're going to go after ordinary people, and they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze more money out of you if they possibly can.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Dementia Joe Biden will be in Scranton later this afternoon. And we're getting into the sort of the sundowner part of the day, aren't we? It's, you know, this is kind of risky to put him out there at 5 o'clock Eastern time, but I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe they've got him, maybe they've adjusted the medication and he's going to be okay. So we'll find out though soon enough, and we'll have everything as it happens. Well, not as it happens, because sometimes it gets kind of boring, but we'll be rolling tape, and we'll have it, if not live, we'll have it shortly thereafter. 844-500-4242. You know, there's an old definition of a recession. A recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job. And, you know, that's the way I've always felt when they talk about, we're not going to deport illegal aliens for minor offenses. You know, like a burglary or stealing a car. Let me tell you, if you've ever been burglarized, it's not a minor crime if it happens to you. I've never had my car stolen, good luck, but I would consider it a capital offense if somebody stole my car. But I use that as an introduction to this sound cut from Jen Psaki yesterday. She was asked, I think, by a reporter from the New York Times, saying, you know, there's a shortage of a lot of things, and the reporter mentioned dishwashers. And again, dishwasher is one of those things you never think about until dishwasher breaks. Then you think about it a lot. And it's not a minor thing when you have to wait for a dishwasher or anything. I'm down here in Florida. I'm waiting for a table at the studio here. It took them a while to get the soundproofing. But that arrived. I'm surprised it got here this quickly. Now I need a table. This isn't a $70,000 Andrew McCabe table in the J. Edgar Hoover building at the FBI. This is just a regular table. I don't know when the hell it's going to get here. And you know, it's a problem for me. But what can I say? It's again, Jen Psaki. I dare say, if she couldn't get a Peloton bike. You know, because she strikes me as the type who's on these bikes, you know, watching these guys, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure that if she needed something, it would be a tragedy of the first degree if she couldn't get it. But anyway, here she is ripping this guy. And again, I think he's from the New York Times. So it's a member of the state-run media. She's basically snarking at here. Cut 15.
of 2020, when COVID hit, that the supply chains across the world have been disrupted. Even as the sort of work to fight back against COVID proceeded, it was crystal clear that things were not improving on supply chain. People couldn't get dishwashers and furniture and treadmills delivered on time, not to mention all sorts of other things. So why
the
is it...
The tragedy of the treadmill that's delayed.
Right, the treadmill, right, probably.
So she just doesn't really care. The tragedy of the treadmill. Again, I hold no particular brief for the treadmill. That's why I have an artificial right hip. I relied on the treadmill too much in earlier years, and I wrecked my hip. But, you know, again, if you want a treadmill, you want a treadmill. And why should you have to wait? Because, you know, when Donald Trump was president, even when Barack Obama, as pathetic a president as he was, George W. Bush, not a great president, there was no shortage of treadmills. You never had to wait for a dishwasher or a table, in my case. So I just want to know, what do you make of this? I mean, what do you think of the fact that they are so cavalier about all this? The New York Post said today, this is what the Democrats are now, disrespect. There's no other way to describe how little the Biden administration and Democrats in general think of the American public, the American people. Americans care about how many illegal aliens are being let into the country. The White House crew doesn't care. It's not a law or rule they wish to enforce. Americans care about whether they will be able to buy holiday gifts and how much they're paying for groceries. Democrat officials don't care. It doesn't affect them. Psaki thinks that you're waiting on a Peloton when you're trying to feed your kids. How infuriatingly, insultingly out of touch they are. So Kamala Harris takes a jet and a gas-guzzling SUV to lecture us about climate change. President Biden whisper scolds us about COVID, then walks maskless through a restaurant. The rules aren't for them, of course. Yeah, by the way, she flew to Nevada, that Kamala did, on Air Force Two, to tout the Build Back Better agenda and how it can help tackle the climate crisis to preserve our planet for generations to come, as if the planet's going to go if she doesn't increase taxes on your internal combustion engine. Critics quickly began to pounce on the vice president's use of the plane and the SUVs, especially during a time when video conference calls such as Zoom calls have become a part of everyday life due to the pandemic. Dinesh D'Souza, guest on this show occasionally, says, he tweeted, "Nothing conveys your deep concerns about carbon emissions like boarding a private jet to fly cross-country to, quote, discuss carbon emissions and how to save the planet from, well, from people like you. Exclamation point. Thank you. Thank you, Dinesh. 844-500-4242. What have you not been able to get? Or what have you, I'm going to make it a double-edged question here. What have you not been able to get, and what's costing you a hell of a lot more than it used to cost you and is making you think twice about buying it, or you're trying to cut back on something? 844-500-4242. I guess I still go for bacon, but it's really a pain to have to pay what? It's up to like close to $10 a pound, isn't it now? Mm-hmm. Bacon? Bacon is one of those things you get used to, too, you know? I remember the 70s. I was in college, and then I had a job that paid little more than minimum wage, and I had to, you know, scrimp and save. And then came the gas lines, and the price of groceries was gone. Sometimes I'd buy a can of something because I knew that if I went back in 2 weeks, it would be going back up. So I just try to save a little money by buying it before it went up again. But who wanted to ever go back to those times? 844-500-4242. You think tangible things like brick-and-mortar stuff is hard to come by, says 978. Do you want to talk about a shortage? Yeah, talk about 3 months to get an appointment with a gastroenterologist in the endoscopic the endoscopic, I don't even know what an I should know this stuff, and with the endoscopic are booking out into February. This is insane. Apparently there's a backlog. 844-500-4242. Pierre, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pierre.
Hey, Howie. First, I'd like to say I'm a recovering Democrat. It's almost been a year. I feel great.
One day at a time, Pierre. One day at a time. Do you want to apologize to anybody that you sinned against when you were a Democrat?
Yeah, that list would be way too long. I'll get back on topic. My issue is with transgenders in schools. I have a dog in this fight. Actually, yeah. I have a couple, my 4-year-old son and my 13-year-old daughter. I think more parents need to be more proactive and teach their kids how to defend themselves. I've had this conversation with many people. I get about a 50-50 mix when they hear my theory on it. What I taught my daughter was, if a little boy or any man comes in the bathroom while you're in there, you tell them to leave. You don't have to be nice about it. Tell them to leave. If they don't leave, protect yourself, punch them in the throat, drop them.
You know, Pierre, you could tell your daughter what you want to do. What I would tell my daughters is, and they're old enough now, so I don't have to deal with this problem. I assume that could still happen to them, but they're old enough to make their own decisions. I would say if you have a little girl and she sees a guy come into the ladies' room, don't say anything. Just go. Just get out of there, Pierre. I think that's better advice, actually. Don't you really? Seriously, don't you? Thanks for the call, Pierre. 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. Either one works. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Take a load off this fall with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner instead of stressing about meal prep and grocery shopping and finding those empty shelves that we've been talking about. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Manchin leave the Democratic Party?
I don't think so. He's always, putting up a... He talks a good talk, but when it comes to the walk, not so much.
25% believe he will. 75% believe he will not.
Well, the governor of West Virginia, Governor Justice, not Buford T. Justice, but his name is Governor Justice. He used to be a Democrat, and he just switched over. The state of West Virginia switched over totally from all Democrat to all Republican. It seemed like in a matter of 5 to 10 years, kind of like Arkansas. 207, we run hot dog carts and we've been having a hard time getting hold of hot dogs. They're in short supply. Go figure that one out, says Mr. Kim. I don't know the answer to that. I didn't know hot dogs were in short supply. Howie, appliances and countertops are taking forever now. Doesn't the Harris private plane incident remind you of a certain climate czar saying it's the only way for people like me to travel?
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Oh, yeah. Used to get 3 bananas for $1 at my local Cumbies. This is 413. Today, they were 2 for $1.29. 603, I've got auto body shops I deal with that have months of backlogs trying to get parts for cars that were in accidents. But there is a bright side. 420, you can guess why his name is 420. One thing I can get freely now is weed, man. But that makes it seem, you know, if it takes 6 weeks to get to get something, that makes it seem like 6 years, right? 844-500-4242. Bacon was about $8 to $9 at Groton Mass Shaw's yesterday. Lord, $8 to $9. I got my snow tires, no money, but nobody working to put them on. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
So, Howie, what do I do? Do I buy heating fuel now at this price? Then I'm going to need it in January. What's it going to be then?
Well, I would say if you fill it up right now, don't you? I mean, they're talking about it's going to go up over 50%. So if that's what they're predicting, it's probably going to be worse than that, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, and then in January, I'm going to have to get it, you know, that's when I usually get my second fill. I don't even know what it's going to be.
Right, and January is when you're usually, trying to cut back a little bit because you have to pay off your Christmas bills, right?
Yeah, and here also, I have a recall notice on my car. November 22nd, I think, is the day they told me.
November 22nd?
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that's not serious, like faulty brakes or something.
Yeah, that's just it's ABS.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the earliest they can get me in.
Thank you. It's enough to make you chant, "Let's go, Brandon," isn't it?
Actually, I just got my shirt. I just bought a shirt. I haven't worn it around yet. Probably this week I'll start wearing it.
Thanks for the call, Brian. And I hope you survive to November 22nd for your recall on your car. Another Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie.
You there? Hi.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good.
I'm trying to get you off speakerphone. The things that I can't find are lunch, the Crustables and the juice boxes for my daughter.
Yeah.
And because she really likes those, but I'm listening to, you know, what Jen Psaki, with her snarky remarks, or Kamala Harris with her cackling when someone asks her a serious question, or Joe Biden with the come on, man, and I hearken back to, say, George W. Bush or Donald Trump, and the word that was thrown around about them was lacking empathy. I'm wondering where the empathy crowd is with this administration.
You know, that's a really good observation, Brian, because that's exactly what they said about him, that they lacked empathy. And, just because occasionally Trump would give a wink and a nod or George Bush would just kind of not suddenly begin weeping. They lacked empathy. But, where is the empathy here? Yeah, come on, man. And the abject lies too about this bill will cost no money, or this is the way we're going to build back better, or as he sometimes says, build back better by increasing the welfare state, by making it even more easy not to work and to just relax and stay on welfare. So you have an ever-dwindling number of people supporting an ever-growing number of deadbeats. And they think, and Joe Biden is telling you this is good. Bernie Sanders, AOC. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617, Glenn Beck regularly mentions how long his in-time for Thanksgiving house remodel is taking. He couldn't get appliances or building materials, and it has taken so long he says he'll never sell the place. It's they're all kind of, I'm in the cabinet biz, says 617. One factory rep and I calculated that his manufacturing costs have gone up 43% since January 2020. Over 6 months to get a complete kitchen with one manufacturer. Drawer slides on allocation to all manufacturers. Side note, Danvers Square walk button had Let's Go Brandon sticker affixed to it. Made my day. We're going to try to put together some of the cuts from Fenway Park last night, the Fox pregame show. It started out with Yankees suck. But, you know, that's kind of archaic, obsolete, you know. Even this year, it's obsolete. It's, you know, the Yankees are gone. So it quickly became a more up-to-date chant. Let's go, Brandon. Only it wasn't Let's Go, Brandon. It was the unexpurgated Let's Go, Brandon, if you know what I mean. 844-500-4242. Biden administration is the Marie Antoinette of administrations. Let them eat cake. Yes, exactly right. Let them eat cake. 508, the good news is there won't be as many Christmas bills this year because there isn't going to be anything in the store to buy. Well, that's seeing the glasses being half full, I guess. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Well, I'm not going to tell anybody anything new, but, you know, my Honda cost close to $30 to fill. Now it's close to $60. But that's not the kicker. The mother of my son, a Newton daughter, complained I was driving too much. And she said, don't you know about the price of gas? And I said, who's to blame for that? And she goes, what does that matter? Oh, my God. What does that matter about the price of gas? That's their answer. What does that matter, you know? Man, oh, man, how long can they have their allegiance to the city?
You remember what Bill Clinton used to say? Mistakes were made. The passive voice, he didn't make any mistakes. Mistakes were made, right? That's the way they look at things, David. Thanks for the call. That's probably why she's not you're not with her anymore. 781 says, gas and inflation prices are killing me. I've been saving up to buy a Hunter Biden print, but I'm not sure I can afford it now.
Governor Charlie.
Many of the country's biggest food makers are telling grocers they will have limited quantities of a number of their products, including such items as Rice Krispie Treats, Sour Patch Kids, some Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors, McCormick Gourmet Spices, and Marie Callender's Pot Pies because of labor, commodity, and transportation constraints throttling supply chains. How about Democrat policies throttling supply chains, too? Oh, this is a CNN story, so they're not going to mention Democrat policies. Purchase limits for manufacturers were rare before the pandemic. Let me correct that sentence for you. Purchase limits for manufacturers were rare when Donald J. Trump was president. Okay, now I fixed it. Around 18% of beverages, 15% of frozen foods, 16% of snacks, 15% of candy, 18% of bakery items were out of stock at stores during the week ending October 3rd, 2 weeks ago. Before the pandemic, 7 to 10% of products were typically out of stock on shelves. Kellogg has told at least four grocery distributors last month in an email that Pringles Snack Stacks, Eggo Pancakes, and Morningstar Farms plant-based hot dogs, oh, there's this from Kim in Maine, Mr. Kim, and hot dogs will be on allocation and Rice Krispie Treats snacks will remain below service expectations. Well, Kellogg's, and this was even before 1,400 Kellogg's cereal factory workers went on strike. And again, do you remember any strikes when Donald J. Trump was president? Because I don't. Everybody was working as many hours as they damn well pleased. People were leaving SSI and SSDI, which was something when Obama was president, they said that would never happen. And there was so much money available to be made in the workplace that people were actually, like, you know, getting up off their rear ends and recovering from their phony baloney disabilities. Unilever said it will be deprioritizing production on certain products, including Ben & Jerry's Cold Brew Caramel Latte and Ice Cream Sammy flavors, Breyers Vanilla Fudge Twirl Ice Cream, and Firecracker Popsicles until we are able to return to a steady supply steady state. That means never. Those brands will never return, would be my guess. Casey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Casey.
Oh, hey, Howie. How you doing today? Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know, I went into a Market Basket yesterday in the North Shore, and I went to the seafood place, and I was looking at the Alaskan King crab legs.
Yeah.
It was the only item that didn't have a price with a little stand on it. And when I asked the girl behind the counter, I thought she said $16.99 because I knew that would be a good price. And
yeah.
A few years ago, that would have been a sale price. But she said, no, it was
$69.99.
And I couldn't believe it. I am not lying. She said $69.99. And I said, is that why you don't have the price out there? She said, that's all they have, and they're not getting any more in. I could not believe it. I bought it a few years ago, and I paid $23 a pound at Christmas. It was insane. Absolutely insane.
There can't be much demand for it at $69.99 a pound, Casey, right?
Not at all. Not at all. I thought she made a mistake. I thought it was, she had a mask on, and it was muffled. I thought she said 16. She said, no, 69.
Do you recall what Dover Sole was going for? That's one of my favorites at Market Basket. Sometimes I could get it. I used to be able to get it for like $7.99 a pound on sale. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't see that, but I noticed that the lobster meat was doubled. It was like $58.99 a pound, and it's crazy. Everything is small. Everything costs double the price. At least double.
No, I know. It's there. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, that's sort of the stealth packaging, you know? I mean, 20, 30 years ago, all coffee came basically, I think, in 1 pound containers, you know, whether it was a bag or a 10. Now it's gone down to from 14 to 12 to 11 to sometimes 10 ounces. And, you know, you don't catch it the first couple of times, but then you begin to notice, I'm not getting as much out of this. I'm not getting this coffee bag or tin doesn't go as far as it used to, and then you realize what's happened. 844-500-4242-201, you weren't getting real Dover Sole for $7.99. It tasted good, though. That's all I care about. 844-500-4949. 508 says it's $69.99. It'll be in the pound. It'll be in the dumpster tomorrow. There was actually a story today about some woman that calls herself the dumpster diver, who said that she had found $1,000 worth of baked goods in a garbage can behind a Whole Foods. I didn't read much of the story because, you know, I don't really need to take my shopping cues from a dumpster diver. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, it's not a lack of empathy that they display. It's antipathy that they hold. If you were if your objective was to destroy the greatest middle class in the history of civilization, would you do anything different than what the Democrats are doing now?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what else. I don't know what more they could do to destroy it. But you know, it's kind of something, isn't it, Dave? For the people of Washington D.C., the Beltway, which I would say is the softest population anywhere in the United States, to be lecturing the rest of us to keep a stiff upper lip.
They're the moneyed class Howie.
They are.
Every successful left-wing revolution has to eliminate the bourgeoisie. You have to have the money class and the welfare class, and that's what they're going for. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Dave. 844-500-4242. 413 says a good reason to buy HelloFresh now. Yeah, HelloFresh has always got the product. Yeah. Right? You never get a message saying you can't get something, can you?
No, and the deliveries are all on time.
Yeah.
There's no shortage. There's no supply shortage or supply chain issues.
I'm issuing a warning to President Dementia Joe Biden. Keep your hands off HelloFresh. We all want to get our deliveries on time, and we want everything in there, everything. Now that it's time to order for Thanksgiving, Patrice told me. That's the latest thing they're doing now. You can get either a turkey and or filet mignon. I'll take filet mignon, please, with a little turkey stuff.
Yeah, they're like doing whole Thanksgiving meals, right? Like,
yeah.
7 to 10 people.
Yeah. Let's see. 508, I've been a commercial lobster fisherman most of my life. I'm 50 years old, have been lobstering for 30-some years out of Marshfield, Humorock, actually, where Grace's family's from. It's about time we started getting paid what our product is actually worth. Buy local, eat fresh. Do you think, though, most of your at those prices, do you think most of your product is going to be going to local people in New England, or is it going to be going to China? I don't know myself. 603, I'm an electrician from New Hampshire. We can work however many hours we want, but we can't get supplies. There's no PVC conduit, and there's no switch plates for multi-gang switches to finish houses. Totally crazy. By the way, my boss is a Democrat and complains all the time. Do you ever point out to your boss that this problem did not exist when Donald J. Trump was in the White House?
Come on, man.
978, my daughter lives in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, and she pays $10 per gallon of gasoline. Not very big, and it still costs her $110 a week to run her car. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, we're all living in the 70s show. Only it's not the good, funny part of the 70s show, just the headache part of the 70s show. 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately or anything else? Well, we've been talking about this in this last hour. Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? One of my pet peeves, which I just mentioned. It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Come on, G-Dope. I
want
to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
.609 says, so far you haven't read one item of food I'll miss. Ben and Jerry's Rice Krispie Treats, fake hot dog. Yeah, I feel the same way. Pringles, that'd be the last potato chips on earth I would eat. Eggo pancakes, ugh. I don't mean to be a snob. Morningstar Farms plant-based hot dogs. Okay, that's a fake hot dog. Yeah, I'm missing. Corn Pops cereals. have been, the promotions have been canceled. Does Joe Biden know that Corn Pops cereal?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
And now Corn Pop cereal is a more expensive dude. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi, Howie. I went shopping this weekend to get some American cheese. I normally don't use that, but I went to our local community store in Marblehead. It's a wonderful store, and it's family-owned, and I understand the prices, but I bought 24 slices of Kraft American cheese. Guess how much it was?
I have no idea because I never buy American cheese. How much was it? $5.
$8.49.
Ah! So it was about 30. It was about 35 cents for a slice of American cheese, which to me looks a lot like a slice of linoleum to put down on the kitchen floor.
And it's in a plastic type envelope, you know, strip. So there's two sections of 12 cheeses, slices of cheese. I was shocked. I normally don't notice prices, but this one I did. I was blown away. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. I wonder what she's going to do the next time. I mean, what are you going to buy? I mean, that Kraft American cheese is not... I guess you could get it if you got the store brand. It sounds like she was at an independent grocer. I wonder if they had a store brand that she could have bought for a lesser price. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, how you doing? This isn't a food item, but we're having a hard time getting ammunition. And if you can get ammunition, you can only buy one box at a time.
I thought the ammo shortage supply chain problem had gotten a little better recently.
Not in my neck of the woods. I'm in Weir. And I just went out and bought 9mm the other day. They said you're only allowed one box. I said, do you have any CCI in 22? They said, no, we don't. We can't get it. And this store is very well known, and, you know, but I'm having a hard time getting ammo, so I'm spending less time at the range. But I got another little real quick story. On my way home every day, I see this Biden-Harris flag out in the yard. And every time I see that flag, I'm like, oh, you know, like, oh, yeah. So yesterday he's out there weeding. So as I was going by, I saw him, and I went by, and I went, let's go, Brandon. And he popped his head up, and I thought he was gonna give me the one-finger salute. You know, but he never did.
Maybe you're lucky that ammo is in short supply, Johnny O. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242-413. Remember 10 Cent Wings? A wing place in Westfield, Mass. Is now $150 a wing? Ugh. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
On a previous show, before yours came on, I was listening to a caller who had mentioned that she had gone to her favorite Chinese restaurant, and jokingly, the waitress said, well, it might get to the point where next time you come in, you may have to bring your own dishes for takeout, because they can't get the orders in.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me, though, does it, you, Kathy?
No, not at all. I am seeing a lot of shortages, but... nothing that's really affected me yet.
Yeah, I miss, like I said, I'm missing a few products that I like, but nothing that it's not really a hardship. But I'm just thinking about it. It's something you never thought about. It's, you know, you get used to having a decent supply. I mean, we're Americans, and you know, to say that you know, we're whiners because we expect the supply chain not to be screwed around with, not to be wrecked by government stupidity. I'm going to read you some stories about what's going on at these ports coming up. There's a great story about what Biden has in place.